And now, 5 Good Minutes.
We are on tech and your hard drive and the memory. Agent Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad, with us on News Radio WTAM 1100 on that topic this morning. Hi, Derek.
Morning, Bill.
Getting a message on your PC is running low on room can be stressful, or really it shouldn't be. You've got a few easy tools to help us clear out the space, right?
Yeah, the great thing is that most of your operating systems these days have tools built in to kind of free up that space. It's the worst thing in the world when you're working on that that huge document or files, and suddenly it pops and says, hey, you're out of hard drive space. We see this a lot more on older computers. Didn't quite come with the biggest hard drives. Files these days are bigger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have a Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, those older computers, you can go ahead and open up the trusty disk cleanup tool. This is a great little tool that's available by clicking on your start button in that little search box. Go ahead and just type in disk cleanup. That's going to go ahead and bring up that list. In there, it's going to give you a bunch of different options. For most people, usually you want to go ahead and just choose the default options first. Those are usually going to be the safest. In most cases, that'll clear up more than enough space for you. There may be certain other things that, depending on how much you need, you may need to kind of go through and see what other options it has.
It kind of runs it, and then it'll ask you, you want me to delete these files?
Sure.
And,
yep.
And so the computer's telling you, look, this stuff's really not important. It's cookies or it's just old stuff then, right?
Yeah, unnecessary files.
Okay.
When your computer updates itself, it kind of uses the hard drive to prepare and process. Some of that space can be recovered once your computer has been updated.
All right, now that's on the 7 or 8. If you've got mm-hmm. something newer like Windows 10, are you doing the same thing?
On Windows 10, they actually do have a new app called Storage Sense. It's a great little program that you can go through, run it to free up storage space. Again, you're going to go to that Start button. You can go ahead and just search for Storage Sense, or just go into your Settings app under System, and then Storage, and you'll see that Storage Sense app. On that, it's just got a easy to use little free up space now link that you'll go ahead and select, and it'll take a few minutes to go through. Again, it's going to go search for the most common files that you don't really need, those temporary files, those update files that have already been used, and it'll go ahead and clear that out. You can even configure it to go ahead and regularly scan your computer for those unnecessary files. So again, just a great way to kind of go through and make sure that you're getting rid of things that you may not necessarily need.
All right. I've got 10. I don't even think I'm doing that. I just go to that manual disk cleanup. So this thing will
It'll
do it automatically then if I go in and set it?
Yeah, you can run it manually or go ahead and you'll see the settings in there to configure that, to regularly scan that and go through. And of course, some of the other things that you can do, you go through and obviously do the usual things like emptying your recycling bin, uninstalling any unneeded programs you just haven't used in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good for across the operating systems. But we do have we do have a lot of listeners out there with Apple Macs as well.
Right.
There is a tool under the Mac OS Sierra, the Optimized Storage app. So you want to go ahead and bring that up. That will give you a couple different options. One of the neat things it does, if you do subscribe to iCloud, it will automatically do things like store your important files and photos up in iCloud, so they're secure. But it also then goes ahead and saves space by only keeping your recently opened files and optimized versions of photos on the computer itself. So if you do need to get a file that's on there, it pulls it down. But otherwise, it keeps it off of your local computer and up on the cloud where it's safe and secure.
All right. And any of this stuff doesn't work for you, or after you do it, you still need some more room, you can always go online to geeksquad.com, contact one of the online support agents, and they can help you out too, Derek?
Yeah, we're available online as well as at 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD, 1-800-433-5778.
Agent Derek Meister, great follow on Twitter, Agent 3012, always tweeting out some great tips for you. Agent Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Thanks, Derek.